1 o'clock hour.
I was going to say drive extra slow out there and turn your headlights on, and the snow has fallen.
Any other reminders that people are asking me about on the text line? Yeah, if you're getting snow anywhere, let us know. Is it still?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, I'd say, a light. This is more than a flurry.
That's
that
more
we're
than
seeing.
A flurry. Yeah.
Light snow.
Feel free to let us know where it's. Okay. So, yeah, let's run through the list. Roads are going to be slicker than you think. It's going to take less snow than you think to make them slick. So, extra stopping distance, extra like space between you and the car in front of you. Just go easy on your brakes. Don't slam on your brakes at any point. Yes, please use your headlights and make sure all your windows are clear.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
No, it's about slow down.
Don't drive like a nutcase.
Ooh, you're asking
a
lot.
That's kind of what we're looking for.
You know?
So this is going to continue 1 to 2 inches by the time this is all done later tonight. Temperature is going to drop a little bit overnight, which is going to make it slick in the morning, and it's not going to warm up a ton tomorrow. So just be careful.
Make sure you give yourself a few extra minutes, all that usual stuff. So you've done this before.
Yeah, just remember that. Mm-hmm. Just remember that you've done it before. Okay, here's what people are saying. Okay, feel free. Feel free to text me.
There we go.
Snowing in Lee's Summit. It's kind of snowing everywhere now. If you don't have snow now in the metro, you're going to here pretty quickly. Somebody said don't use your cruise control when it's slick out. Is that right? I've never heard that before.
I mean, you're in theory
not having control over.
You pay a little less attention to your speed. I don't know.
But mechanically to the car, does using your cruise control, Travis, do you know anything about that?
Don't use cruise.
Not using cruise control when it's slick
my
out?
Dad has always said it. I mean, he used to drive trucks for a living, so he's always said never use cruise control because. That's when you cruise control is when you kind of get lackadaisical and not really pay attention as much with hitting the brakes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, your foot's not naturally going to be right there. But I didn't know if there was a mechanical reason.
This is from autoblog.com. Using cruise control in the snow, ice, or even rain is dangerous because if your car hydroplanes or skids, it will accelerate and rapidly spin the wheels since it will be trying to maintain that constant speed.
That's what someone just said. Cruise control will try to accelerate even when sliding, which will cause you to lose control.
Huh. Well, thank you, Tex. Generally speaking, in the snow, I don't turn my cruise on, but now I definitely won't turn my cruise on. Does your car have cruise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. It's rare that I'm driving in the city that I'm going fast enough for cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rare. You'd have to be on an interstate or something, and so. It's pretty rare that I'm in so little traffic in the metro that I can use cruise control.
Yeah, like I drive down 95th and I'm not really like, hey, I got up to 35 now for this 30 seconds. Let me throw that cruise on. I agree with you.
All right.
Everybody
just be careful. All right. So coming up later in the hour, we'll give more tickets away to the Holiday Boutique. Talk about the alligator. Talk about the trash compactor.
I have a poll question if you want to follow me on Twitter.
And then I'll get advice.
Wait, because we have to do this. Because I'd like to know where Travis stands because he's heartless.
Yeah. Is that what the poll question is about?
No, but okay. I can make it that way.
No,
poll question for you. After yesterday, who will be Donald Trump's next attorney general? Kris Kobach, Lindsey Graham, or someone else? Let us know on Twitter and vote at KMBZ Radio.
Chris Christie was seen at the White House today.
Was he in the kitchen?
I don't know.
Okay. Kris Kobach getting 40% of the vote. So let us know on Twitter. Follow us at KMBZ Radio and vote.
Okay, so real quick, and I'll try not to make this really long, but we're going to do this little what would you do thing out of a situation that I have with a hotel. So I went to Mexico City, for those that didn't know, got back, just went for 4 or 5 days. And I booked hotels. There were a couple of hotels that I booked kind of at the last minute, and I put a ton of research into it because I wasn't familiar with Mexico City. And so I really had to do some research on hotels. And so I booked this hotel for the last 2 nights that I was there, and I get there, and this has never happened to me before, where I have booked a hotel that was non-refundable, and I get there, and I hate it, to the point that I refuse to stay.
All right.
And I'll tell you, the hotel was fine. It was fine. It was clean. There was nothing extraordinarily wrong with it.
No cockroaches running across the floor.
I just hated it. It didn't fit. And I don't book luxury hotels. That's not where I spend my money. Cause I feel like you're never in the grand scheme of where you're going to spend time on vacation. Hotel is not where that's not where I'm putting my money. I care about location, but that's it. But something about it made me absolutely say I'm just not doing this. There's just, and it didn't fit. I booked it through hotels.com. And my biggest issue was that it didn't fit was being sold to me. It didn't, you know, it didn't fit the pictures. It didn't look as nice. I was even noticing just details. I just hated it. And I just, it was, the room was really big, almost like it wasn't, it was almost too big. I know that's weird, but it, like, it wasn't filled out enough. The rest of it was too cramped. I just absolutely hated it.
Okay.
So I spent the first night there because I didn't get there till 6 or 7 at night. And at that point I'm like, well, tough it out. Like, you're not going to be here that much. Deal with it and just tough it out. But the next morning I said, I'm not doing this. I said, I'm not spending the second night.
And
at this point I said, I don't care. And it was $100 a night.
Okay.
Which was not that bad.
It's not a bad, that's decent. All right.
So I said, at this point, I hate this so much. This is vacation. If I have to eat the $100 on the hotel for tonight, I don't care. Because I'm just, it's my last night here and I need to relax. And it was stressing me out to even be there. So the hotel said, you need to call hotels.com because that's who you booked it through. So I did. I called hotels.com and I said, you can tell me, you know, it's non-refundable, too bad, there's nothing we're doing, can't do anything about it. Long story long, hotels.com called the front desk who refused to refund the second night. And hotels.com said, we cannot refund the second night. But what we're going to do for you is give you a hotels.com credit for like $80 out of the 100. So I'm doing great. I'm like, I thanked them. I said, that's more than I expected. That's totally fine.
Because you're ready to just eat the cash.
I was done. I'd already booked another hotel.
All right.
Which was very nice. And I was very happy I did that. Before I left, the hotel said to me in very broken Spanish, leave us your credit card number and we'll refund the second night. I said, that doesn't make sense. I said, hotels.com just argued with you about it and you told them no. And this woman at the front desk, who is 17 years old, said, no, leave me a little note and my manager will email you and refund the second night. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to leave you my full credit card number because this is going on a piece of paper and heaven only knows what's going to happen to that.
This is going on a piece of paper in a foreign country to me.
Well, right. Someone's going to steal my credit card number, yeah, is what I thought. Sure enough, I get an email after I get back from a woman claiming to be the manager of this hotel offering me a refund on my second night if I just give my credit card number. So I already have the credit. Do you see the moral dilemma? I already have the credit from hotels.com for the second night.
Travis,
now I could be double dipping.
Do you take it? You got the credit already once. Do you take the second credit?
It's a very first world problem. Very good problem to have. But do I
dip your pizza in the ranch, take a bite, and then dip right back in the
right,
ranch?
Yeah.
Take another bite.
That's what you're doing?
I'm double dipping.
Okay. And I already have the credit from hotels. Like, they emailed it to me immediately.
576-7798 or text in 22980.
I'm aware this is not a big problem.
No, this is a
I'm totally aware.
First world situation.
Absolutely.
Here. I want to tell you after the break what I would do.
All right.
I'm going to tell you Travis is taking the free night, taking the cash, and then he's taking it all.
Yeah, and a couple of you are wondering about giving the credit card number, and I'm leery about that too. It means I need to email them my credit card number.
That's my decision. Lies right in there.
But there are ways around that. Like, I'm more, my bigger question is the moral question and doing the double dip. I feel like I can figure out a way. A lot of you are concerned about the credit being stolen.
I will tell you about that because I have a similar story to that, as a matter of fact. We'll get to that next.
Safety dilemma. It's also becoming, also, as a lot of you are weighing in on the text line. So for those who missed it before the break real quick. So while I was in Mexico City, I had booked a hotel that was non-refundable through hotels.com. And when I got there, I hated the hotel. It didn't fit what hotels.com sold me. And I decided, even though I'd booked two nights, I said, even if I have to eat the $100 a night on the second night, I'm getting a different hotel for the second night. And I did. And at the front desk, the hotel wouldn't give me my money back on the second night, nor did they have to. It was non-refundable, booked through hotels.com. When I called hotels.com, they were awesome, and they called the hotel and did their best. Hotel still wouldn't refund the second night, but hotels.com gave me an $80 credit because it was nobody's fault, really, but hotels.com, since I argued, it didn't fit your site versus what I'm getting in person. So they gave me an $80 credit on the second night. I said, that's better than I expected. This is the chance you take when you book something non-refundable, and I stayed somewhere else that second night. Before I left the hotel that morning, the very young front desk clerk said, well, if you leave me, you know, on a piece of paper, a note with your email address and your credit card number and information, I'll pass it off to my manager and we'll refund you the second night. I said, but you just told hotels.com that you wouldn't do that. So I gave her a note that included the last four digits of my credit card number, but not the whole thing, figuring they'd already run my card. They should have the full number, expecting never to hear from them. Sure enough, the next morning, I mean, I'm back in the U.S. 12 hours, and I get an email from the general manager of this hotel chain saying, we received a request. If you give me your full credit card number, I will refund your second night. And it included an amount and in pesos, and then she also did it in U.S. dollars. This is how much it'll be. The hotel chain checks out. When I looked and Googled the address and Googled the company that she worked for and everything, all that pans out. So the moral question is, do I double dip? Because I've already got the credit from hotels.com in my email. Do I double dip and take the refund on the second night? And if so, how can I do it without being scammed?
Personally, morally, I don't, I let the issue die, personally. You already got your money.
Some, most of it.
You already
not
got
all of it.
You got it, right. You got your money. You got out, everything is fine on that end for the most part. And I am certainly not giving a hotel in Mexico my credit card number in any way. Because I had something similar happen to me when I was in Mexico. Didn't give my credit card number. They sent me emails. Didn't give my credit card number. Never heard back from them. So to me, I let it die. But that's just me. Travis is double dipping and taking everything.
I got to be honest. I tend to lean generally more on the moral side of stuff like this. I don't have a big problem with double dipping on this one.
Okay.
Because as several of you have pointed out, they probably sold the hotel. That they probably got double the money. They got my $100 for the second night, and they probably sold the room because it's not a big hotel.
Okay.
It was a Sunday evening after Dia de los Muertos. A lot of people in town. They probably sold the second night and probably got double the money for it. So I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of issue with double dipping. I do have an issue with my credit card number being stolen. So some of you are mentioning, is there a way to do like a prepaid card or something to give them the number that, you know, buy a prepaid card. Can I start with $5 on it, give them that number, and can they credit it to that card?
Maybe.
Somebody's asking, can they PayPal me instead? That's an interesting question.
Do you use PayPal?
I have a PayPal account. Sure. I don't know if that business uses PayPal.
They may not.
But that's a very safe option.
576-7798, right to the phones. John, what would you do?
Yeah, this is not a bad call. It's about your credit card. Give us your numbers and we'll verify it. Yeah, that sounds like a scam to me. Just tell them, hey, I had to destroy my credit card. My account got compromised. Send me a check. Send me a money order.
Okay.
You know what? It's not a bad ask. It's not a bad request. I also like the prepaid Visa. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care if it was in Mexico or if it was in New Mexico. I'm not really cool with giving somebody my credit card after, you know.
Yeah.
But especially being in a foreign country, whether it was Canada, Mexico, the Dominican, wherever, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, I have a problem emailing anyone my credit card number.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or account number. Because I feel like email can be hacked. It has been. I mean my email has been hacked before. PayPal's a great idea. I need to investigate the prepaid credit card thing more.
John, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Herbie, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I definitely would not give my credit card number, even if it is to the front desk of the hotel, even if you know exactly who you're talking to. Because from my experience, I've had money stolen. I go to Mexico quite a bit. And not just saying it's only Mexico, but you know, there's ways of getting money down there. Like the ATM machine, for instance. I had, like, 2 months after I came back from my trip, I had $200 taken, you know, out of my ATM, which was weird because it was the card that I used at a restaurant. I never used it at an ATM. So that's my advice.
Thank you for your phone call, Herbie. Appreciate it.
All right. People are asking, and Travis and I were talking about this too, wouldn't they already have my credit card number? Which is what I assumed. I assumed because they already ran my credit card once because they charged me for both nights that they should still have it. I don't know what they keep. I need to find the receipt. But normally anymore, although this is how it is here, I don't know how it is there, anymore, when you get a receipt that you ran your credit card on, it only has the last four numbers on it anymore.
Right.
You know, we usually don't print the full number on credit. Now, that doesn't mean they don't already have my full credit card number, which is what I assumed, but maybe not. Maybe they, you know, they run it, they charge your card, they don't need your card number anymore.
Let's talk to Phil next up on KMBZ. What's up, Phil?
Hey, I have an easy solution for this.
What's that?
Tell them to send, Jamie, have them send you a check for $20. If they insist on sending 100, take the 100 and send 80 of it back to hotels.com, and then you have no risk, and you've done the right thing both morally and legally.
See, but somebody on the text line questioned the idea of a check, because somebody says, you know, you may have trouble cashing a foreign check. I've never received a check from somebody outside of the country, so I have no idea. Is it tough to cash or deposit a check from a company in Mexico? I don't know how any of that works. But Phil's trying to make it all even and moral. We appreciate your phone call, man.
If I'm going to do that, I'm just not going to respond to the email. It's easier. If I want to be moral about it, I'll just not respond. I'll just email them back and say, thanks for responding. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied with the outcome.
Let's go to Bill on KMBZ. Hey, Bill.
Hello there.
What's up?
My thoughts with this is they would not have her credit card number. She paid through hotel.com.
No, let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you for a second because we haven't said this yet. So the way I booked this through hotels.com was I booked through hotels.com and it was non-refundable, but I clicked the option where you pay at the hotel. So I did pay for both nights at the hotel when I got there.
Ah, okay.
Which I didn't mention that before and you didn't know that. Sorry.
So, okay. Well, then my point's moot then.
That's okay. I just wanted to, because I see why that's confusing. Normally, if you book something non-refundable through a website like hotels.com, you're paying through hotels.com.
Okay. I didn't know that part.
What I have learned, though, in doing some foreign travel is that when you have the option to pay at the hotel, pay at the hotel. Because you can, sometimes you can negotiate things at the end.
Bill, appreciate you getting in, man. Thank you so much. Glad we could. Sorry we had to bust you at the very end there. Maurice, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, so I'm personally, I was born and raised in Mexico City.
Oh, loved it.
I was just there a little over a month ago, and they should be able to send you a prepaid Visa or a check, even if it's in pesos. They have more than just that option to ask you for a full credit card number. I mean, I personally know a lot of people down there, and I still wouldn't do it. I would not do it. And then again, I was born and raised in Mexico City. I'm fluent in Spanish, and sometimes, you know, they see the English, they see the money sign, and it's, you know, be safe. Just stay safe. They're capable to send you a prepaid Visa.
Yeah, you didn't
That's
go to
a good idea.
You mean, it's not like you went to a third world country. I mean, you went to Mexico City. They should have that ability.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah. All right. Some of you are calling. We can take more calls. A lot of you are texting in.
Do you want to
have other ideas?
Do you feel better about this now?
No. No. I feel okay about taking the option of pursuing the refund, but not if it puts my credit card information in jeopardy. If there are other ways to go about it, then great. But if I have to give my credit card number, that's okay.
It's 1:29. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. You want to jump in, you can. Also, we love our cell phones, right? Like, Jamie, you like your phone a lot. I like my cell phone a lot. I'd say that's light snow. Take a look. I mean, I was debating Carrington.
It's not just light snow.
C-Dot from the 610 was in the hallway, and he said, this isn't light snow. I said, that's light snow out there.
What
does
he think it
is? A light flurry?
This is not flurry. These are not flurries.
I said, listen, we do weather often on this radio station. We know.
It's normal snow.
Yeah, that's snow.
It's just snow.
From the two who never know what the weather is.
I know what it is. I look out the window.
Well, Jamie, I know how to identify it.
Right. That's snow. What would you call that, Travis?
I know the forecast.
What would you call that, Texas?
White things falling from the sky.
Yeah, I know. In Texas, that's a blizzard. And life is over as you know
it. We call that hell.
It is snowing out there. Be careful. Lights on. Slow down. Give yourself room. The car right now. The two cars going by you right now, Jamie. Not giving enough room to each other. Down there on Shawnee Mission. So
that's what happens.
So give yourself extra time out there. Lights on. It's going to get slick out there for you. I thought this was coming a lot later. I thought it was coming in the later part of the afternoon. A couple more calls to get to talking about Jamie's hotel situation. Doug, you're on KMBZ. Should Jamie double dip on this, Doug?
Well, I don't think she should double dip, but she was asking why the hotel might not have her credit card information. A lot of systems, they'll give it what they call, they'll swipe her card, and it will give it a token number, so when they reuse it again, they don't actually have the card number in front of them. I run a business, and we have credit cards that we'll swipe every day, but it tokenizes the number so when it matches up with the credit card. That's why they may... After I put it into my system, I cannot see the credit card, the full number myself.
Okay.
I gotcha. So, I gotcha.
That's what I'm about to have. But be up front. Yeah, you didn't get a fair shake, but they're offering you the money. But no, that wouldn't double dip. That's not fair.
Doug, thank you for the call.
And again, I'm assuming the hotel was able to sell that room a second time. You know, it was not a big hotel. I can't think of how many rooms it had, but this was a smaller boutique hotel, not on a major street. So I assume and I was out early in the morning. I was out of there by 9 o'clock that morning because I couldn't wait to get out of there and go somewhere else. So they already had my money for that night. I assume they sold that room again and got paid twice on the same room. So they're either keeping the room, they're either keeping the double dip, or I'm getting a share of that. So I don't have a big problem going after it, especially because, you know, it wasn't just my preference. It didn't fit what that, you know, the pictures they had given to hotels.com and the way that they had sold themselves did not fit what I saw when I got there. So I feel like they had a role in me not liking it.
Have you been swayed either way by the calls or the text line?
I'm perfectly comfortable trying to go after the refund.
Okay.
I just need to fully investigate ways to get the money without giving them my card number.
You win, Travis. She's going to go try to...
I'm going your way.
She's going to try to...
Why not?
Steal money from
Why
Mexican
not? It's not
hotel.
Stealing. They got money from two different people on the same... They sold one thing two times. So they either get to keep it or I get it.
This next story comes to us out of Denver. And I love my cell phone. We were talking about going on a two-week social media...
I'm ready for a new one.
...hiatus. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be away from my phone that long. I love my phone. I have a Note 8. Your phone, God,
4 years old.
It's ancient.
No, not four.
You have the Note 6?
It's three.
Samsung
Galaxy.
S6.
Are we sure it's a 6 even?
No.
Yeah, S6.
Is it? Okay, you have an S6.
3 years?
God.
Yeah.
Does it even work?
I'm not a techie. I just need it. It's going to take me 6 months to learn how to work it in the first place. So I don't use my phone for everything like some people do. And so I'm okay. I don't like to go through the hassle, the process of picking a new one. Plus this one's paid off.
That is nice.
So I'm out of a contract. I don't pay anything on it anymore. It's all...
Well,
you know, so I like that. I just don't want to hassle with getting a new one.
If you threw yours down a trash compactor or accidentally it fell that way, I'm not going to go after it for you. And I hope you wouldn't do the same thing for me.
Does anybody have trash compactors at home? And this is not the way I know them to be is, or maybe this is a different thing, but I have a friend in her house that has, I guess this is trash, where you put the trash in the thing, hit the button, and it makes noise. And I assume that sort of like a dishwasher, kind of.
Yeah.
But this was the kind that happened in Colorado, where you throw your trash down the chute, and it has a trash compactor at the bottom.
Like the big apartment building.
Right.
At the bottom.
This guy is incredibly lucky to be alive after this thing that he did. So Scott Walsh is 22 and suffered injuries, extensive injuries that we'll describe for you in a second, after he fell down an apartment's trash chute and into a trash compactor at the bottom. There's a woman named Liz DeSalvo who has set up a GoFundMe for this guy, who told USA Today that she is a friend and former coworker of Walsh's, and that she had gathered a bunch of information. So a friend lost a phone down the chute. And after that, this guy, Scott Walsh, tried to retrieve it. So he reaches into the chute to try to get it, and then he falls. I don't know how far into this thing, but he falls down the chute about 15 feet.
So like he's kind of reaching over, trying to extend and grab it?
So before losing his balance and falling, he was looking into the chute in search of the missing phone. And then he loses his balance, and he falls the 15 feet down to the bottom. Let me tell you, they had to take the machine apart to get him out of there. I mean, it's trash compactors, and he's stuck in it, and they had to take the machine apart.
And the way this thing works is something lands on the sensor,
And then
it could be a Coke can.
Right.
And it triggers the machine to start compacting.
Right. And it's weight activated.
Oh, my God.
So they get him out, and he suffered injuries, including a cracked skull, ruptured neck arteries, and broken legs after he fell down the chute and was compacted. But he has no brain or spinal damage, miraculously.
How?
Luck.
How? Oh, my
gosh.
Just
luck. And I heard, and there was another version of this, of the story that said that whoever he was with didn't even know this was a trash compactor. Didn't even know that that's what it was for and that that's what could happen at the bottom.
One of his friends named Matt Johnson said they didn't realize it was a garbage compactor at the bottom of the chute. How do you, I mean.
How do you live in a place and not know?
Maybe the dude, Matt, didn't know it, was just visiting, hanging out, and didn't know that.
And reached down there before.
I mean, like, he didn't know that. Maybe he thought his friend just fell down a chute and there was a big garbage bin at the bottom. And you didn't know that it's a trash compactor. Like, I've never lived in a building where the basement had a trash compactor and we all had a garbage chute. I've had garbage chutes, but at the bottom was the big, you know, garbage bins that somebody wheels out on trash day and the dump trucks take.
Yeah.
But my God, it's fractured his skull in two places, broke both of his legs, and ruptured those arteries.
Here's a different description of what happened to him.
Oh, God.
Partially crushed his head, torso, and lower body, breaking both of his legs, fracturing his skull in two places, and rupturing the arteries in his neck. And so, yeah, there is a GoFundMe account that's been set up because heaven knows what this guy is going to go through now. But incredibly lucky to still be alive.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah,
no cell phone is this important. And I guess know where your compactors are?
Well, I guess it's not his fault. I mean, he didn't live there, so he didn't know exactly what it was. But, I mean, he had to have reached pretty far into it to have, you know, to have enough weight in it so that when he lost his balance, he went head first in instead of feet first out, you know? So he must have been down there pretty far.
Just the fact that they had to break apart the machine.
Yeah, because he was stuck.
And his head and legs were broken. Like, it takes a lot to break your head and your legs, considering where they are in vicinity with one another.
Because there is something on it, and it compacts and pushes together.
Gross. Just gross. All right, we're going to wrap up the show playing Who Am I? We got a 4-pack of tickets on the line. Travis made this one. If you want to go to the Holiday Boutique coming up next week at the Overland Park Convention Center, you got to figure out who I am. All right. Travis, you ready for this? The last time you made a couple of these, you got busted on the first clue.
I didn't put money in because now you can't cheat. Talking to you, Mally.
Somebody cheated 2 days ago. All right, clue number one, and you have to dial us up, 576-7798. See if you can figure out who I am. You want to go with this one, Travis? Clue number one. I'm just going to read them as they came in.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm 72. I am 72. 576-7798. Who am I? First one to get it has four tickets coming their way to the Holiday Boutique next week at the Overland Park Convention Center. I am 72. Who am I? 576-7798. Your guess is next. All right, 576-7798, playing Who Am I for four tickets to the upcoming Holiday Boutique next week at the Overland Park Convention Center. Clue number one, I am 72. Travis made it. That's your other clue. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, who am I?
Donald Trump.
Am I Donald Trump?
Mm.
No, not Donald Trump. How about AJ? Who am I, AJ? AJ. Goodbye, AJ. Christina, who am I? Christina. Lawrence, who am I?
Donald Trump.
Am I Donald Trump?
Mm.
We had 16 callers on hold. We just lost most of them. Every one of them thought it was Donald Trump.
Because you all know that he is, in fact, 72 years old.
I had no idea.
But you forgot that Travis will never pick Donald Trump ever.
Yeah, Travis ain't going political.
Never going to happen. Unless he's going to surprise us one day. I guess that's possible, but...
Yeah, if tomorrow he does Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, wrapped that woman up in bubble wrap. 576-7798. How about Kirk? You're on KMBZ. Who am I, Kirk?
It's Henry Winkler.
Am I the Fonz?
The Fonz.
I am not. How about Keith? You're on KMBZ. Who am I?
Sylvester Stallone.
Am I Sly? No, that's a good one, though. Clue number two. Remember, I'm 72. Clue number two is I have two Oscars and I have two Golden Globes. I have two Oscars and I have two Golden Globes. Joe, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, Joe?
With the last clue, can I change my answer?
I don't know. I don't know what your guess was, but go ahead.
I'm going to say Sally Field.
Am I Sally Field?
Correct, boy wonder.
Hang on hold, Joe. We got four tickets coming your way to the Holiday Boutique next week at the Overland Park Convention Center. 4 days to shop more than 300 booths. Find the latest trends in apparel, jewelry, seasonal gifts, and more. Celebrate Girls Night Out on Friday. Saturday night out the next night with music, drinks, and prizes. For discount tickets and info, go to visit kcholidayboutique.com.
What do you have to say for yourself, Travis?
This game sucks.
Two clues, brother.
You made it.
You made this one. And by the way, somebody on the text line had it going into the break.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's why smartphones just suck right now.
Hey.
Because ages are Googleable.
Yeah. And her birthday was 2 days ago.
And so.
Well, there's a lot of those clues that are Googleable.
Her birthday was 2 days ago when you originally made this one. So.
Yeah, ages. Someone is texting me in a list of people who are 72 years old.
Wow, congrats to that texter.
Whole list.
Wow, great.
So, congratulations.
Hang on hold, Joe. We'll get you those tickets. I do want to mention this real quick, because often we get accused of not condemning one side when things do happen politically.
Are we really ending on politics?
I just want to make sure that we get this out there. I just want to make sure, because many...
5 minutes left.
Many people... have wondered if we're going to talk about this on social media. And it's despicable what happened. And I am no fan of Tucker Carlson over on Fox News.
He wears a cute little bow tie.
All right. Does
he? That's his thing. He wears a bow tie.
All right.
He's done it forever. Even back if you were...
Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, he used to be on CNN.
Okay.
Like a long time ago. He and Paul Begala... Here's what my head knows.
Oh,
okay?
He does? Look at that.
He does. He wears an adorable little bow tie.
Adorable little bow tie.
And he just always has. That's always been his thing. I'll never forget when he and Paul Begala used to host a show together on CNN. For the life of me, I can't think of it. But the day that Jon Stewart went on with them, and Jon Stewart just made complete idiots out of them on that show. I will never forget that. If you need good entertainment... Watch Jon Stewart humiliate Tucker Carlson. Anyway, continue.
So Tucker's over on Fox News.
Yeah, it's a better place for him.
And if you listen to this program, you probably know that I can't speak on Jamie's behalf, but I'm no fan of Tucker Carlson. Regardless, police were called to the Washington, D.C. home of Fox News host Tucker Carlson last night when a group of protesters showed up and shouted threats. Smash Racism D.C., which is an Antifa group, claimed responsibility for the protests. In the past, they have targeted Ted Cruz, Kristen Nelson, and other right-wing figures. In videos uploaded to Twitter, participants were heard saying, Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night. They call him a racist scumbag.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.